You're listening to Pastor Rhonda Bello with Positive Power 21 Live Radio Ministry.
Welcome to Holy Mountain International Ministries Bible Study. This is a little bit different because I usually do the blog talk actually at Holy Mountain, but yesterday and today, Pastor Bello is in Greenville, South Carolina. He is on the Now Network Live. You should be able to see him right now from now until 7 to 10. He will be here at 9 to 9:30. He will be on the prayer line, and then he'll go back from 9:30 to 10. They have like about 15 to 20 ministers here, so they rotate them in and out. It's a very, very good show. I really want everyone to actually go to it. It's an internet TV station. It is www.thenownetwork.org. And I would like for everyone to log in. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us. Lord God, you are so good. Lord God, we thank you for all the abundance that you're bestowing upon us in 2016. Lord God, you have said amen to those that want jobs. You said amen to those who want their actual elevation in their job. They want the promotions. You said amen to all those that have been petitioning and requesting and praying to you for the fruit of the womb. Lord God, we thank you for the elevation to those that are leaving apartments, going to houses. We thank you, Lord, for those that are getting brand new cars. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you because you are worthy, God. You take all the honor, take all the admiration. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you because you are God. You sit up high, but you look down low. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity today. We do not want to leave off this line the same way in which we entered. Lord God, as we go through your words, we ask you just to speak a word to us. Lord God, if our ears are plugged, unplug them. Lord God, if our eyes have scales, remove the scales off of them. Lord God, we ask you now, Lord, let us hear a word from you. Lord God, we need that word so we know what direction we need to go in. Lord God, we ask all this in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Now we would like to just give a hallelujah, amen, to God because he has done so much for us. And we would like to just thank him. Now, our Bible studies tonight, we are going to be talking from the letters that are written, and they call them, actually, which I'm getting my script, the pastoral letters. And the pastoral letters come from 1 Timothy, Titus, and Ephesians. Now, we're going to go briefly through each one because I want everyone to get an opportunity to actually participate in the Now Network and to see how God is uplifting so many people through their sowing of seeds and also through their living testimonies. The summary first, we're going to do the summary, which is there are three short letters in the New Testament that are addressed to Christian pastors. Traditionally, these letters were attributed to Paul on the assumption that he wrote them while he was a prisoner in Rome. Two are addressed to Timothy. He is a young man whose parents became Christians prior to the time when Paul visited them in the town of Lystra in Asia Minor. Timothy joined Paul in his ministry activities and continued to minister to the churches after Paul became a prisoner in Rome. The third letter now is addressed to Titus, a young man born of Gentile parents who became a Christian and who was one of the delegates sent by the church at Antioch to accompany Paul and Barnabas. when they went to Jerusalem for a meeting of the councils, which, you know, they had those at least once a year. Nothing is said in either of the letters to Timothy about the occasion for the writing, but the epistles to Titus mentions that Paul is in prison, okay? And he's doing a lot to be in prison, so we should have no excuse because we're able to get out of our house free of choice, drive, if you're in walking distance, walk, or some means of transportation, cab, bus, Uber, Lyft, to be able to get to church. Paul did all this while he was in prison. Now, 1 Timothy was written to give instructions in worship and in church administration and to warn against false teachings in the church. And, you know, as we went through these scriptures, that we're supposed to test the people that come before us. I always tell my children that if you go anywhere to any gathering and they doing any type of sermon and someone is standing up there and they're not quoting anything from the Bible, you need to leave because we are reverend. We are governed by the Holy Scriptures. We have no power on our own. And that, I tell them, is the first clue that they need to get up. To nobody, they don't have to tell anybody. They just get up. Just get up, leave, and find another home. Because I don't want my children to be accustomed to thinking that it's okay to quote what you feel and not quote what the Lord has told you to speak upon according to the words that are already written by Him. So as we journey on through 1 Timothy, certain forms of worship should be observed and certain types of conduct should be strictly avoided because both bishops and deacons were necessarily appointed in the churches. It was highly important that these offices be given respected and that careful attention be given to the selection of men to fill them. Holy Mountain International Ministries do have job descriptions in tail for every position that Pastor Bello assigns. Once you're assigned, you will get the opportunity to look at, we want to make sure that you know where you can look up the description in the Bible, where we actually got that title from, which is in the Bible, and how necessary it is to have that particular position according to the scriptures. The bishop must be above reproach, temperate, dignified, of a peaceful disposition, and not a lover of money. Okay? The deacons, too, must be men of serious mind, free from greed, and conscientious in all of their activities. They should not be at bars. They should not be gambling. They should not be doing any type of womanizing. They are highly respected positions. They should be tested first, and only those who are blameless should be permitted to serve in that office. Now, we do have a board, and their name gets presented for the board, and the board lets us know all final decisions and answers are up to Pastor Bello. So that means that your home has to represent and be in a godly fashion. We always use the scenario, what would Jesus do? Okay, what would he do? If he was inside your house, would he feel comfortable? Would he feel like he could break bread with you? Would he feel like that he can rest his head there? You know, Jesus was a peace man, a man of love, man of mercy, a man that gave grace, a man that knew how to give us favor. So remember that you don't want to disrespect any position, no matter what the position that is given to you inside of the church. The letter contains a special warning against the false beliefs and practices that were associated with Gnosticism. For example, the author specifies the ascensions that was advocated by some Gnostics in their efforts to overcome the demand of the physical body, and the opposite method that was urged by others who taught that indulgence in various forms of sensuality would accomplish the same purpose. Okay, now we're going to, before we go down, we're going to end with the brief description of 1 Timothy. The letter expresses reproof towards those who try to make a profit out of religion, and it contains instructions concerning the attitude that Christians should hold in their dealings with widows, presbyters, and slaves. Now we're going to move into 2 Timothy. Remember, he wrote two letters. Written by an experienced missionary, 2 Timothy urges Timothy to recognize that endurance is one of the main qualities essential for a successful preacher of the gospel. And it's talking about endurance, being able to withstand. I do know recently, within the last 6 months, I have came across pastors that if they survive 6 hours up a day, they tire. And my thing is, okay, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 12 months belong to God. He has given us the breath of life every morning to be able to wake up. So I cannot be tired working for God. I can't. Sometimes we do push and push, but in order to build endurance, that's what you have to do. Because God is a one-time God. He's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, miraculous God. He has, at the midnight hour, said amen over issues that have been just keeping people in bondage for years, and he has done it overnight. So can you imagine if our God was like some of the ministers that maybe work a 6 to 8 hour day and that's it? We will be in a world of trouble. We will be hurting right about now. Now, we're going to go down to the last part of it. He can draw help and inspiration from the example of Paul, who is now at the end of his career and about to receive a crown of righteousness. Now, we know we are striving to make heaven our home. And we know sometimes we come short of the glory. But we pray because we have that direct communication, and we already know prayer is the key, and we know that faith we have is going to unlock the door. And that's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get that crown of righteousness. The letter closes with a personal greeting to the members of the church. So that let us know how important the whole body of Christ is. It's not dependent just upon a couple of people. We need each other. We have our head, which is Pastor Bello, and each one of those limbs that's underneath of that head is very important in ministry. There's no such thing as a little position. Every position in church is important. We always encourage people to let us know what you're interested in doing, because faith without work is dead, and we don't want anybody coming to the ministry and they leaving out the same way in which they entered, because God has a word for each and every one of us. Now, as we go down to Titus contains 3 chapters, and they're similar to 1 Timothy. It specifies the qualifications for the office of bishop and gives instructions for the appointment of church elders. So now we know 1 Timothy is bishops and deacons. Titus is for bishop and elders. Because the bishop is God's steward, he must be blameless, hospitable, and able to control his temper. And he must not be arrogant, self-indulgent, or temperate. He must have a firm grasp of the word of God and give instructions in sound doctrine in dealing with the men and women who are members of the church. The bishop or the elder in charge must train the congregation to be serious, temperate, sensible, and sound in faith, love and steadfastness. Women are to be instructed to love their husbands and children. Younger men are to be taught to control themselves. Slaves should be taught obedience to their masters, and Christians must avoid hatred and wrangling. They should be encouraged to manifest meekness, gentleness, and courtesy, which are made possible by mercy in Christ. Amen. Like I said, I wanted to make sure we had time to go to www.thenownetwork.org. And throughout that 7 to 10, which is a 3-hour series, you will see Pastor Bello giving his speeches, because there's different ones, throughout that program. I'd like to thank everyone that was on the line tonight. I also would like to thank those who actually were at the church and might have not actually got the message. I'd like to also remind everybody January 30th is our IRSA, I-R-S-A, awards. That's given to different people under Positive Power 21 Live with Jerry Royce, which we would like to thank him for allowing us this platform. We have this Thursday prayer revival service that will be at 7 p.m. We also have Pastor Bello will be doing his blessed hour at 8:30 on Thursday. We have the 9:30 in Virginia, which is the 21st of January, 2016. We will be there to help celebrate them. They start their manifest night. We have on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and women will be getting this on my list, and that means you give me the information. They will get the information on what we're praying for. We are fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. At 6:30 is Blog Talk with Pastor Rhonda. Then we have at 8 o'clock sharp, we have our Women's Prayer Ministry. The Women's Prayer Ministry, for those that would like to participate and to be involved, the number to get online for that ministry is going to be 1-513-386-0000, extension 170518#. Also, we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week, a three-day program with Man of the Year, IRSA winner, under Positive Power 21, Elder Ernest Richard. I'm telling you, if you haven't heard Elder, he will break the Bible down so much that someone that was just born in his world will be able to get their act together. Elder understands that the Bible is practical. We must apply it in today's life, in our own personal life, and spread abroad. That's happening this weekend. Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday night at 7 p.m., and then again, hallelujah, we will have him again at 10 o'clock on Sunday. So we will go into prayer. We'd like to thank God for all that he's done for us. That's a hand clap for God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us today. Lord God, we ask you to continue to hold us in the palm of your hand. Lord God, never leave us alone. Lord God, we need you. We need a word from you. Speak to us tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare and decree that 2016 is going to be your year of testimonies. I wait to hear your testimony. Jesus' name, amen.